The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We'll be talking about this Cybertruck explosion, because I think ultimately we have a woman cause to this. There's a lot of confusion around this guy who blew himself, killed himself first with a gun in front of a Trump Tower, and then his Cybertruck exploded with explosives that were not strong enough to kill anyone except himself, in case he wasn't dead from the gunshot already. But it's there's lots of confusion out there about what was his family situation. And there are incorrect reports. Someone must not be telling the truth, because I see in certain newspapers that his wife would be Sarah. I see in other, Laura Loomer revealed that a guy with his name got married after Sarah, so Sarah then would be his ex. And the police investigators are looking into this, and basically it boils down, this guy had a fight with his wife, whoever that is, either it's Sarah or Anne, the new wife. He had a fight about her thinking that he was betraying her, that he was sleeping with other women. And we'll get into this. I'm not even sure. And the guy is such an idiot. He's probably below 100 IQ. He was an army guy. And, you know, these guys, you can train them to do something. But I don't think he had even the intelligence to have political desires. So forget about the manifesto. Forget about motive. This guy killed himself because he was in a fight with his woman. That is a suicide of despair. Now, why would he choose in the process Trump Tower and the Elon Musk Cybertruck? I guess we just have to accept that certain suicides will become mimetic as we enter the age of memes and people are on the internet. And so they have these ideas in their mind that intersect with their desire to kill themselves. But before we get to this examination, this guy dealt with the wrong cowboy. No DJ, that was so he comes with a gun, and there's an old man with a cowboy hat, and he removes his glasses. I hate when they put this music. And so the guy was able to neutralize him. It's a rough decision to make whether you will take the risk, because the guy has a gun if he turns around, but somehow the old man still had it in him. John Drake says, the guy was special forces. You would think he would have some brains. It's scary. No, he was really low intelligence. I saw his interaction with his wife that's available on the internet. And that was really not someone who was able to even express basic political ideas. Australian singer Ian May lost a contract for refusing to change these lyrics. Let's have a listen.
Inflation, that's your prize. This is Carmageddon. Turn on the
Wow. This is not bad, but pop music. Am I wrong? Cringe Panda says, but she signals wokeness with the nose ring. Yeah, of course, she has a nose ring. But this is not bad pop music, and it references internet culture memes, Kanye, Kim. It's a genocide. It's not war. The man-made virus of COVID. Wow, it's impressive to see the pop media being used for talking about, I guess, edgy subjects, we could say, although not fully edgy. And it's kind of cringe when you hear someone sing about politics. It's always cringe. There's always an amount of cringe. But I kind of like the melody, and she is an extremely beautiful woman, extremely beautifully dressed. And I have no doubt, I know why your agent fired you because of this. It's probably the line about it's genocide, it's not war. It's not war, it's genocide. This one was probably hard on your agent. If I know the usual type of agents to expect in pop music, that's probably what did it. But at this point, do you still need a Jewish agent really in 2025 to rise to popularity? The internet is out there. You can meme with your own songs. You can upload them yourself. Do you really need a Jewish agent to make sure that you still pass on these FM radio with boomer listeners? Shamrock Shake says, it's good for getting through to youth. Great propaganda. Absolutely. Things are really going bad for 2025. What a start. I mean, shootings, cars ramming into crowds. Here we had from yesterday, authorities have identified the driver in the horrific New Orleans attack. So what we have is a Texas native that was probably having Islam-related ideology. He rammed into a crowd on Bourbon Street, leaving 10 dead and 30 injured. People were commenting about a black flag that was on the back of his pickup truck. Anyways, I just don't understand why people are still participating to these public events. You are putting yourself at risk. You are creating a big concentration of people that are easy to kill. Apparently, after the ramming, he had the guns and he had explosives in his truck. Fringe Panda says, the answer to that is that regardless of internet fame, musicians still need offline success. This is why Melanie Martinez is bigger than Poppy. Okay, Cringe Panda, I'm so old that I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know who these people are. Melanie Martinez, Poppy, I don't know who these people are. But okay, you seem to be knowing about the youth pop artist. Well, let's talk about Matthew Livelsberger. First, let's have a look at the scene captured on security camera. And here's the explosion. He goes, and the minute I saw that the car was burning in front of Trump Tower, I was like, okay, this is not a case of a Tesla battery burning. Because the guy intentionally parked himself in front of Trump Tower, comes with a Cybertruck that he had rented. Apparently, there is a new app that makes the renting of cars easy. It's a little company, and it's like, oh, yeah. And in fact, both the New Orleans terrorist and this guy both rented from the same app, Tudo or Tuco. I don't remember the name of the app. So this has raised the speculation. I don't think that it's necessarily the case that it was coordinated, because I think this Turo is the app. I don't think it's an indication that this was coordinated or sponsored. The reason is this, the New Orleans events has so much of an ideological signature to it, whereas this event has the signature of a desperate suicidal man. who didn't particularly want to hurt anyone. He wanted to do something bizarre. He had a bizarre idea with this Cybertruck, Trump, Elon Musk. He was in the mimetic somehow. But I don't think it was a very complex brain of terrorism and wanting to change the world. I think ultimately we're faced with a guy who was tired of his wife. Let's have a look, and I'll tell you why I believe this. I look at the guy standing here. That's probably the guy who was put in the most danger here. So an explosion, all of a sudden. So there was probably a primary explosive involved in triggering all this. Then you can see lines here, and this looks like, as I've commented yesterday on Twitter, this looks like fireworks, secondary explosions. Because look at how they produce colors. Now, you can have colors like this if you have very special chemical metals. Like, and lithium could do something like this in certain conditions. But I was like, this looks way too colorful, way too varied to be just a single battery chemical. It looks like the explosions are timed in a very fireworks way. Let's replay it without pause. The poo-poo-poo, secondary explosion that appeared totally artistically executed here. So let's have a look at the whole thing.
Copy.
And, you know, the amount of pink colors that we see, that looked like fireworks to me. And I think at this point, it is believed that there were fireworks in the whole thing. There were propane tanks, fireworks, other explosives. So basically, this guy packed in everything that he could find, arrived at the Trump Tower. Now, there's a theory out there. I don't think it's true, but someone laid out the theory and he said, what if this guy got shot in the head before the explosion by someone? And the someone programmed the Tesla car to drive itself automatically toward the Trump Tower. Now, I guess we wouldn't know this with Elon Musk. We couldn't know whether self-driving has been enabled. I don't think it's true, but it's a funny hypothesis to explore. The possibility that one day someone may do a car bombing with a body rather than a living being. That is quite interesting. Frog Eyes says, is it confirmed he shot himself? It is what the police said looks the most realistic explanation. I wouldn't say it's in cement fully sure, but it is what's believed right now. Now, Matthew Livelsberger was, and apparently another detail that seems absolutely weird is that some people are reporting a belief that ultimately this guy has come from the same army base as the New Orleans terrorist. Now, now we're starting weird coincidences at this point. Same company to rent the car. Is it true that they come from the same military base? I don't even know. I can't. For now, the information out there is not solid enough for me to fully decide. It would be a very weird set of coincidence. And this leads people to be developing conspiracy theories. But I believe it is so much more around the wife of this guy that we need to investigate, because the triggering event in his life that led him to blow himself is a fight with his wife 3 days ago, December 28th. A fight about his wife believing that he sleeps with other women. Now, we don't know if his wife is this girl with whom he's appeared on social media. This girl is Sarah Livelsberger. She was married to this guy in 2015, but she is an extreme anti-Trump person, an anti-Trump leftist. Of course, I see the makeup. I see the aggressive look. I see that she's higher than him. Let me tell you, this kind of candy, ladies and gentlemen, comes at a huge price. Comes at a massive price. And so Matthew Lifsberger was with this girl at least up to 2015, 2016. We don't know here. That he's, is it true, the theory of Laura Loomer, that he is not with her anymore? Maybe, you know, you could think that a divorce based on the fact that he was a big Trump administration fan, he was a big Trump American patriot. She was wearing shirts that were saying, girls want to have fundamental rights. Girls just want to have fundamental rights. And so she was a pro-abortion, anti-Trump. Every day in 2015, 2016 was indicating that she was pissed at Trump, that Trump should stop tweeting, that he should. So we're talking about the tension that arrived in this couple around 2015, 2016. Now, we're talking about a very normie, low IQ brain, and I want to show this to you. We're talking about people who weren't particularly eloquent. That's what you get in the army, no special forces. And the parents of this guy are questioning the whole narrative of the police for now, but the basis on which they're doing so is hilarious to me. They're saying, oh, you know, Matthew was part of the special forces. If he wanted, he could have blown the half of that hotel. So it's very weird to us that he would blow himself just with propane tanks and fireworks. Wait. You mean to tell me the parents of this guy believe that the story of the police doesn't make sense because not enough of the Trump Tower got blown out? That indicates to me something very weird was going on in this family. Like, in a normie family, normally what you get is the parents are, oh, we never knew he would be capable of such a thing. Normally, Papa JF has to come and say, oh, what a rookie. What a bunch of amateurs. He used fireworks and propane tanks. But no, now we have the parents of this guy are saying, what a rookie. This is not our son. Our son would use an improvised nuclear device. Our son doesn't bomb with propane tanks and fireworks. So what a very weird thing to say. And this tells me that probably he was bragging within his family. As this kind of guy who has these jobs, it's very easy for them to brag. Like, hey, you know, if I could, I could blow an entire city with what they showed me. This is advanced technology, what they showed me in special forces, let me tell you. I would blow more than a Cybertruck. I would blow half of the Trump Tower. H. White Pill says, dude was in the army. I was in the army. Not special forces, but a lot of special forces friends. It's wild, but some people need to understand that Jason Bourne was a fucking movie. A few months ago, a bunch of Navy SEALs drowned because they forgot to weigh their gear and sank. Yeah, special forces isn't as big as you think it is. Yes, you're right. Jason Bourne is a style. My guess is that within special forces, you have more women, intelligence agent than you have actually guys that can be parachuted into Afghanistan and survive for 30 days. Okay, special forces is this kind of weird high information, high intelligence levels segment of the army. It's not. Oh, Kovi Killer Clown says he was on his way to a barbecue. He was in special needs force. Anyways, let's listen to the video. And what you'll see is, okay, this is a very normie couple with very normie concerns and incapable of truly even laying out their thoughts very clearly.
Posted up, midnight red eye flight. Sarah.
Holy shit. These eyes are evoking trauma. I know that danger is coming. I look at these eyes, the big earrings. We have here a witch. By the way, this morning I filmed a French performance interview, which is the Witch Inquisition of Yann Rushdie. So Yann Rushdie is a Quebecois guy. I love the guy. The guy is a total artist self-canceller, okay? And he decided to start a show with me, basically. So we'll have this show on a regular basis. Every 2 weeks, we will have a single show in French. And it's called the Inquisition, the Witch Inquisition. The goal being that we will review things that women do, and we will explain. We're kind of reopening the Catholic Church Inquisition against witches. We're doing witch trials on YouTube. And it's fun talking with this guy. I really do it just for the fun because I have a bigger audience than this guy. But this guy is this gigantic incel artist who just goes around any shows he can in the Quebecois scene. And he tries to make cases that are very close to ours, basically far right, pro-religion. In his case, it's Catholicism. That's one thing that maybe across the weeks I'll be able to red pill him, that Catholicism is as cucked as wokeness. But other than this, I really appreciate the guy, and we're going to do a witch hunt. I don't know how long that can survive. On YouTube, like witch hunts on YouTube, I don't think it's ever been tried. But okay, let's go back to this particular witch.
Beans, no matter be or
trying not to be weird.
Not to be weird.
Trying not to be weird. They are looking at people in some kind of mall or airport.
Not allowed to be weird or embarrass him. They can't do that.
We're judging people in front of the walking.
So there he is, basically at 40, 45 years old, playing a very childish game with his girlfriend, with his wife. We're judging people based on their walking pattern. I don't see any babies. So there they are being judgmental. I mean, I'm all for being judgmental, but it's kind of, okay, why are you filming yourself doing this?
You can choose to walk. You can choose to stand still. You can choose to
pick a side, people. Pick a side.
You can.
And here she comes with her unfunny joke. Pick a side, people, between walking and standing. So they're judging random people for either walking or standing. And they don't master humor very much. So we're talking about a very low IQ. People who are bouncing off each other in a very cringe, awkward way. Therefore, I conclude that, anyways, we're not even sure that this relationship was continuing, because here's what the police tells us. The police tells us, as they continue their investigation into the blast, a profile of Livelsberger is emerging. Livelsberger's wife told investigators her husband had been out of their Colorado Springs, Colorado residence since around Christmas after a dispute over allegations of infidelity, and said he would not hurt anyone, an official who had been briefed on the investigation told ABC News. Now, here's a couple of things we don't know here. We don't know if the investigators meant Sarah, the girl we just saw, or the new wife. We don't know in which sense the accusations were going. Infidelity. Was it him that was infidel, or was it her that was accused to be infidel? Maybe he got cucked. Maybe he got cucked. And that would explain, if he got cucked, that would explain why he would commit a suicide. So his self-appreciation was down. He wasn't in the army anymore. He was on some kind of vacation. He wasn't seeing any future going forward. And so he blew himself up. And on the basis that, okay, I lost my wife to another man, I got cucked. You know, like these guys, often if they are deployed, they are very afraid that their wife back home will betray them. That would be one explanation. But there's another explanation, which is maybe she was accusing him of being infidel. And then the question arises, was he infidel? Was he disloyal? Or was she delusional? Because it's very easy for investigators to say there was a conflict over infidelity. Now, I've seen cases where there was no conflict over infidelity. There was just a fucking crazy woman imagining stuff. And then, so if we were to investigate and determine, is she schizophrenic? Was she annoying him? Was she bullying him, abusing him with false allegations? That is entirely possible, still on the table as far as I'm concerned. Now, we have a claim at the Daily Mail. CBS News reported that he was on break from duty in Germany when he carried out the attack, and Sarah had reportedly not heard from him in several days. If I trust the Daily Mail here, he's still married to Sarah, and the wife who picked a fight with him was Sarah, the girl we saw in the video. But then if I go to look at Laura Loomer's research, she says, I have uncovered the real wife of Matthew Livelsberger, the driver of the Cybertruck that was detonated in front of Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. The media is only talking about his former wife, Sarah, but records show he married Jennifer Ann Davis on July 8, 2022. Now, she does this research on the basis of names, but I guess that she has made her own verifications about the addresses, maybe the date of births, confirm that it's really the same guy with another woman. So either the Daily Mail got it wrong and they assumed it was Sarah and they have no basis to report this, or Laura Loomer is getting it wrong and he was still with Sarah. But one of these two journalistic entities, either Laura Loomer or the Daily Mail, has a falsehood currently published. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't have a specific take. I know that the videos with Sarah all date from back in 2015, 2016. So that would tend to support the thesis of Laura Loomer that Sarah has been out of the picture for many years and that therefore the Daily Mail is, as just wrongfully said, his wife Sarah. Maybe the investigator said his wife and the Daily Mail concluded, well, it's his wife, Sarah. I don't know. We would have to ask the journalist involved. I hope that this gets clarified. Or maybe, you know, everyone is right. And this guy was just infidel. He was just marrying women left and right. You know? Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe he was truly infidel. In fact, he had married Anne Jennifer Davis in secret, and he got in trouble with Sarah for spending too much time with Anne Jennifer Davis. White Nationalist says, JF, is that merchandise you're selling behind you? No, that is just it's a Christmas gift for kids that I had bought, but I found them so fun that I bought some for myself too after, because I was like, hey, the fun cannot be only to the kids. It has to be for me too. So I bought extra because, holy shit. Those are actual Minecraft cubes. I'm not selling this. I find this just amazing. Actual Minecraft cubes. Now, they are not official Minecraft merchandise. They are called magnetic building blocks. But look, I can remove them, I can add them on top, and it's kind of solid. You know, it's of course, it falls if you put it on the side like this. It's kind of stable. And Here I have TNT cubes. It is very cool, and I love this so much. I want to buy $1,000 or $2,000 of this because I'd like to make my whole decor. My whole decor for the show will be in Minecraft blocks. There are fake Minecraft blocks because it's not the official Minecraft branding, but they are exact copies of the Minecraft images and blocks. So I think that having Ty Rogerson says Jeff deals with explosives in Minecraft. Literally. I got two boxes of TNT right here. Don't force me to use them. In Minecraft. Oh my God, we're having so much fun. There's so much picture and video, history of him with Sarah back in those days. And look at this. She is a athletic, thick-shouldered, Eastern European type of looks. Let me tell you, this is not the most beautiful type of woman to me. Too sports oriented, too muscled, too, look at this neck, bro. I mean, I don't have a neck that's as strong as her. I think she could out neck me in a neck contest, like neck versus neck. I think she could pull my neck down. I think she would win. But the story of the two is so dating, and she has not been posting in her online presence since 2016. And you had the trouble in their couple given their different allegiance to Trump, that I'm thinking their divorce has probably happened already. An account on X, formerly Twitter, also belonged to a Sarah Levelsberger, has not been posted on since 2015. Here we have more pictures of him with a dog. Here seemingly living a single man type life with a couch and a dog. I think it may be an over the story with Sarah. But then we come back to this, and under the interpretation that he would have married Anne, we still have the investigators saying Levelsberger's wife told investigators her husband had been out of their Colorado home since around Christmas after a dispute over allegations of infidelity, and said he would not hurt anyone. So this guy, on December 28th, leaves the home after a dispute over infidelity. We don't know in what sense the infidelity was. But this dispute over infidelity leads him to leave the home. And among all things, the thing that he says to his wife is, I will not hurt anyone. Now, that is what a suicidal person says. A suicidal person who does not want to be stopped. They will reassure you, no one will be hurt. But they will not say, I will not hurt myself. They will say something like, I will not hurt anyone else. And perhaps what Anne was thinking there is maybe let him go. Let him go and do his thing. He's going to shoot himself in the head. And voila, I'm getting rid of a problem in my life. But he wanted to go in a more spectacular way, and he decided the man who exploded himself in the Tesla truck, Cybertruck, at Trump's Las Vegas hotel was a Trump supporter with a love for fireworks. So here he is 4 years ago. There's someone complaining that he's a conspiracy theorist. And he says it's not a conspiracy when it's pretty obvious guy made money from the Dems. So he's criticizing Democrat figures. Then someone complains about illegal fireworks. Illegal fireworks. Our neighborhood in the Springs was the loudest ever, despite the fact that fireworks were not allowed. And my patio is littered with scraps of cardboard this morning. And Matt Berg says, good. It was awesome, Karen. So he's anti-Karen, anti-fireworks Karen, you know? He's like, no, he likes cold beer and fireworks. He's a man of the army, and he won't let a Karen keep him from playing with his fireworks. So he liked fireworks, and he's decided to make a showing with his suicide. That's my conclusion. He is not politically motivated. This was not a political message about Trump. In fact, perhaps it was some kind of homage to Trump in a way, an homage to Elon Musk. I don't know what was his final thoughts on Elon Musk and Trump, but he probably just wanted to give them a spectacle of light. That is my conclusion for now. I'm open to new evidence. But this guy was brilliant with his theory. Plot twist, someone shot him off-site and then told Tesla self-driving to go to Trump Tower where they detonated the bomb. At some point, we're going to have this. At some point, someone is going to make a bomb explosion with a body in the car, but it's going to self-drive itself. Brenner says, one moment. Ferner says, why don't you call a spade? How about truth goes deeper? I want to investigate any deeper truth. I say for now, I don't see any reason to conclude anything else than this. We have Andino reporting. Liversberger is also a U.S. Army veteran, like the New Orleans ISIS terror suspect. Special Forces Intelligence Sergeant, Defense Analysis and Strategic Studies degree from Norwich University. He served at the same military base as New Orleans jihadist Shamsuddin Jabbar. Doubting Thomas says maybe he wanted to maximize attention to be remembered while minimizing harm. That looks like it to me. It looks like it's a case of someone just wanting to go out on a bang. Now, the uncle of Liversberger told The Independent that he is confused by the explosion because his nephew could rig a bomb to blow up half the hotel if he really wanted to do damage. He used to have all patriotic stuff on Facebook. He was 100% loving the country. He loved Trump, and he was always a very, very patriotic soldier, a patriotic American. It's one of the reasons he was in Special Forces for so many years. It wasn't just one tour of duty. Matt was a very skilled warrior, and he would be able to make it if it was him, and if he did this, he would have been able to make a more sophisticated explosive than just using propane tanks and camping fuel. But what I would ask to this uncle is, at a 3 days' notice, could he have done better than this? Because this guy went from a domestic crisis on December 28th to blowing himself up in front of a Trump Tower in a rented Cybertruck 3 days after, 3 or 4 days after. So, and without any sort of capacity to import and regulated material, that's pretty much, I think, the most explosive thing that he may have been able to find without getting into the army and ordering things on behalf of the army. I think that was the best he could find. So my conclusion is this guy was in a crisis, a domestic crisis. Something gave him despair. Either his wife betrayed him, or his wife started paranoiing that he was betraying her and it wasn't true, or his wife started accusing him of infidelity and it was true. But no matter what the branch is here, and that's the only thing to solve with this whole thing is to get knowledge from the wife. What was the fight about? Because it's definitely the fight that led him to this action. And it was a suicide. It was a suicide with desire to go in a special fashion. And he did so probably out of some kind of hero perception of Trump, hero perception of Elon. And he said, I'm going to have them hear about my death. That is what I read in the actions that were taken there. It was a man who wanted two rich men who are at the center of decision for the future of America to hear his story. And his story was that he had a fight with his wife on December 28th. John Drake says, that's what I was thinking. A Cybertruck has got to be the worst vehicle to turn into a bomb. It has bullet-resistant windows. Then we seen he wasn't the brightest bulb. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it may have been an intentional choice knowing that it's going to limit damage. So, basically, this guy chose the most disruptive, noisy, and fiery way of dying. The one that was the most explosive possible. But took means so that the explosions wouldn't kill too many people, or may, in fact, as is the case, may kill no one. So that tells us a lot about what was going on in his brain as he engaged in this. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Give me 5 seconds. I need to sneeze. All right, I am back. Nikki Haley and Bernie Sanders are outflanking Elon and Vivek on H-1B. That's how bad the position is. Yes. And there is a point at which the leftists are more reasonable on immigration. And it's when you have talking points like Bernie Sanders. You know how immigration is used to reduce the salary of the population. It's used to crack down on unions because the immigrants are unlikely to even be covered by union deal or to form their own unions. So, sometimes the left outflanks the Republicans on immigration. It's been happening before. You know, Joe Biden was pretty based at some point, and even Hillary Clinton. Nicolas Fuentes says, Bernie Sanders is right. Elon and Trump are wrong. Well, that's the state. That's how bad things really are. I hate it that we are in a world where Bernie Sanders is more right than the Republican president of the U.S. Look at one of the posts of Sarah Livelsberger in 2016. Stop bigotry. Democrats against Trump. Look what this lady got in the mail as a surprise. The perks of being a registered Democrat. Hashtag excited woman. I can't wait to slap this baby on my truck. So she was saying this as she was married with Matthew Silversberg, who himself was a big Trump supporter. There must have been some tension. Yes, and Elon Musk got community noted for elementary error of what is censorship and what is not. Because it was saying claiming censorship while simultaneously getting millions of views is the clearest possible evidence that Fuentes has shit for brains. Censorship has nothing to do with the outcome. Because we have something called the Streisand effect, which is that censorship can fail and can even induce a contrary outcome to what was desired. Censorship is designated by the action that is done and the intent or goal behind that action. So it's censorship when you interfere with the act of speech in a way that you wouldn't in other cases when other things are said. That is what censorship is, and it can go as far as not just the speech itself, but the capacity of people to hear that speech. So it is censorship what you've done. When you ban a bunch of griper accounts, systematically suspended over the previous week, these accounts can no longer post on X, and all their previous content has been hidden, which constitutes censorship. That was a very good community note. The community note disappeared. Is it Elon that has put his weight on the balance? Or is it his fans? Is it possible to get a proper, just community note against Elon? Or does he have too many fanboys who will support him blindly when he goes on a political war like he is right now? I don't know, but it's not looking good for this institution, that community notes, because they used to be good, but I think they are drifting toward absolute bias. We have a significant police presence following the discovery of 11 people who were shot inside a nightclub in Queens, New York. Just in case things weren't bad enough for this year, 2025 starts with many, many bangs. Bukele is being celebrated for his total change of the stats of homicide in Salvador. El Salvador has hit a historic low of 114 homicides in 2024, down from a staggering 6,656 in 2015. So within the space of 10 years, this guy was able to reduce the murder rate down to the level of an advanced Western nation, I guess. 1.9 per 100,000, making it the Western Hemisphere's safest nation. So definitely it's possible to crack down on gangs, but you can't have this and have leftism. You can't have this and have your leftist district attorneys that are like, oh, well, he's black, let's give him a break. It's very easy. If a third world nation, and please don't write to me explaining that El Salvador is not a third world nation. As far as I'm concerned, they are. If a third world nation can come from a fully dominated nation owned by street gangs up to rule of law and low murder rates, then we can do the same with our own murder and gang problems. The IRS has delayed and has announced, as a totally last and late announcement, they have announced that they will be delaying the crypto tax reporting requirements until 2026. So they were about to impose all sorts of rules on how to report current standing crypto that you own, and without even, and I don't think this is the case for capital gains. I think they were about to ask people to report how much crypto do you have, and they have now delayed the tax reporting requirements to 2026 because they're not ready to process the info. Well, it's good news and it's bad news. It's bad news because the IRS has been creating an expectation that you, and so a lot of people have been making tax and market decisions based on the assumption that they would have to report to the IRS. But now you don't. So this led to a lot of bad decisions on the market and people being forced down a road. Now, it's still a good news because, well, there's less bureaucratic requirements around crypto, at least for a year still. What else do we have before we conclude the show? Oh, yeah, there's this sudden interest in the Rotherham grooming gangs of the UK. I mean, this has been something we've been knowing about for years. That's one of the reasons why immigration is a bad idea. But somehow this morning on January 2nd, 2025, normies are talking about it. Elon Musk has tweeted about it. And I'm like, okay, but those are stories that were available. This is the whole Tommy Robinson skit that he does. And it's the whole reason why the police wants to stop him from speaking. It's to expose these stories. These court orders are all about hiding the information around these rape gangs, basically, that turn their victim into prostitutes, child prostitutes or teenage prostitutes, and that groom them into getting raped. So, I knew about this story for 5-10 years, but I'm explaining on Twitter. It's actually hard to understand for us internet people, but normies will get news 5 or 10 years late, and scandals will suddenly emerge out of nowhere from resurfaced stories that were known to us for that long. But it's very shocking to see people shocked that late. It's like, where have you been for the last 10 years? Lendold says, this scandal is old, even decades old, flaring up every couple of years. Tragic, no one ever did anything about it, except for covering it up. Exactly. Jan Rushdie sends a super chat. He says, I have my Orthodox study Bible. I don't trust the Catholic Church anymore. It's Jan Rushdie. I'm also a fan of Andrew Wilson. Well, Orthodox Church is not the way either. I would suggest to you, Jan Rushdie, and this is something we may talk about our show in French, talk about on our next show in French. But I would suggest to you that the very organization of an institution that is central to planet Earth, whether it's the Orthodox Church or the Catholic Church, subjects the church to a form of human parasitism that is anti-biblical, and therefore that the only true faith that can survive and that can maintain the interest of their followers are the independently minded faiths within the Christian denominations of neo-evangelism in the U.S. And you can go into the detail and talk about baptism and Baptist church. I won't go as far as to point to a specific denomination, but I will say that the lack of independence in the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church basically binds the faith to be submitted to human flaws and to be eventually parasitized in a direction that is not in the interest of its followers. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me, and thanks to the people who have sent super chats. If you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, you can subscribe to me on Twitter now. I'm soon going to be posting an exclusive to the subscribers on Twitter. I'm just trying to think which story I want to pick to make a more in-depth writing, but it's just a way to support my show and my commentary on the public space. Go support me on Patreon, Subscribestar, send some crypto, or subscribe to X. That is it for tonight. Going to be a wild ride, says Rodi the Cid. Absolutely. 2025 will be fucked up. It's going to suck in many ways, but there's going to be lots of action. Much love and sleep well.
Thank you.